Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
January 6th, the day the mob stormed the Capitol 4 years ago. But today, of course, Donald Trump is back. Congress will certify his win. President Biden coming here later today, but we are getting ready for more fire danger as well. So we start there.
Santa Ana winds coming our way, and that could mean power shutoffs for some areas. We get more live this morning from our John Baird. He is in Santa Clarita.
Oh, the ingredients are all there. They will be anyway by tomorrow. Dry brush. We haven't had any significant rain in forever. Low humidity. Winds up to 80 miles an hour in the mountains. Red flag conditions for sure. But there is a chance the forecasters will elevate this to a particularly dangerous situation. That's a phrase. That's what they call it. And that's not good. That's what we dealt with when the fires in Camarillo and Malibu broke out.
A fairly rare situation setting up starting tonight, peak lasting into Thursday with a peak Tuesday evening into Wednesday.
Andrew Rourke with the National Weather Service says we'll have windy conditions all week long, actually, till Friday, but the next few days could be extremely dangerous. Some utility customers, as you mentioned, could see emergency power shutoffs. These are safety shutoffs if things get pretty bad in their areas. There are about 300,000 Edison customers who have been warned that could happen. And by the way, we are back in moderate drought conditions thanks to the lack of rain over the past 7 months.
So we have the winds here, but elsewhere in the country, the Midwest and back east, there is a severe winter storm. Six states have already declared states of emergency, and what that is happening there means we are having some flight delays and cancellations here. So if you're flying out or picking someone up, just make sure you check ahead.
Another twist in the home insurance problems we're having here in California. A homeowner just outside South Lake Tahoe forced to pay twice as much for a new policy because his mortgage lender wouldn't accept the one that he had. It's because the insurance company, California Casualty, had the financial rating downgraded. Professor of insurance at CSUN telling the San Francisco Chronicle this is another worst-case scenario. People losing coverage, reasons out of their control. California Casualty's customers are primarily teachers, police officers, firefighters, nurses, State Farm General, the other insurer to have its rating downgraded.
Firefighter with the Orange County Fire Authority died over the weekend fighting a house fire in Laguna Niguel. Spokesperson says that he went into cardiac arrest and while they were searching for survivors.
Despite the heroic efforts of our crews on scene en route to the hospital, the doctors and nurses in the emergency room did all they can, but Kevin tragically did not survive.
So if you were driving through Orange County on the 5 yesterday, you might have seen the fire trucks and everybody sort of lined up on the overpasses. That's what that was about. Firefighters saluted the procession of emergency workers who escorted his body to the coroner's office. He'd worked for the Orange County Fire Authority for 25 years, also served 4 years in the Navy, was survived by his wife and 3 children.
President Biden going to New Orleans today, the aftermath of the truck attack. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president and first lady are expected to visit and grieve with family members of those who were killed during the deadly New Year's Day rampage. Louisiana's governor has ordered a day of mourning for each of the victims. That begins today.
The FBI says the man responsible for the attack went to the city twice before and recorded because he has Meta smart glasses on at the time, recorded video of the French Quarter. After New Orleans, Biden's will head over to Southern California, coming here where he'll make an announcement of a new national monument in the Coachella Valley tomorrow.
The president has permanently banned future offshore drilling along most of America's coast. Here's CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The president said in an early morning statement that he's taking action to protect the east and west coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and Alaska's northern Bering Sea. He says his decision reflects what many have known for some time, that oil and natural gas drilling in those areas would cause irreversible damage. And it's unnecessary, he says, to meet our energy needs. A spokeswoman for President-elect Donald Trump says the decision will be reversed after he takes office.
The action falls under a law that Trump would have to get Congress to change before he could reverse President Biden's ban.
An extra security in Washington, D.C. today during this snowstorm that they've got. Congress set to meet later this morning to certify the election results for President-elect Donald Trump. Full circle, January 6th, 4 years after the attack at the Capitol by the mob of Trump supporters, he's won the presidency again. Live from D.C. now, CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
Scotty Mack, good morning.
Mike, Vicki, good morning.
So, hey, Insurrection Day there in D.C., but you've also got this severe winter storm. Weather often impacts things. So how is that affecting sort of the motion of what's going on in the mood?
It kind of renders the intense security that surrounds the Capitol somewhat moot, that there's a driving snowstorm and nobody can get anywhere. Nobody could be here even if they wanted to be here to protest. But that being said, Vicki, there is Super Bowl-level security around the Capitol today. 8-foot-tall black metal fencing surrounding the entire perimeter. Capitol Police and federal agents, Secret Service, D.C. police, everywhere you look, as far as the eye can see, it really runs counter to what's about to happen here, which is a whole bunch of nothing. At 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. local time, they will certify the election results from 2024. If you blink, you're going to miss it. There's no vote. It just happens in a ministerial proceeding that, except for 4 years ago, as dry as a bone and boring as all get out. And today we'll resume that tradition.
And everybody's kind of on record saying that, right? I mean, among the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries saying, no one's going to lodge some kind of protest vote or anything. We change the rules anyway to make sure that everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing, which is just the vote's the vote, and that's the deal here.
Yeah, and they changed the rules, too. Not only, Democrats say on November 6th, you could have canceled all this security. When Trump didn't lose, you could cancel all this fencing and secret agent stuff. But they have changed the rules in the last 4 years. Congress passed new law, bipartisan, to raise the threshold for how many people have to protest to stop the proceedings and force debate. Can't just be one knucklehead. It has to be 1/5 of the entire U.S. House and 1/5 of the entire U.S. Senate, kind of foolproofing this proceeding and keeping it just ministerial. And it also clarified the vice president has no role in changing the results of the electoral vote. So this is going to take maybe 30, 45 minutes today. I think even C-SPAN viewers would say, whew, this is dry.
Just a quick look ahead. The president-elect has asked the judge today to stop the sentencing in the hush money case there in New York while they appeal. Do you think that's going to work out? And how's that going to impact things?
It might. This judge has shown some deference to Donald Trump now that he is the president-elect. I mean, the judge said now, in so many words, he's not going to hand down a prison sentence, even though it would be warranted on these charges, because you can't do that to the president-elect. What's more, the sentencing could be done virtually, like a Zoom meeting. So postponing this may not have a lot of practical impact, but it means a lot to Trump to not be a sentenced felon when he takes the oath of office 2 weeks from today. Really is the last foothold of the criminal system and the criminal cases against Donald Trump about to play out in some way, shape, or form in Manhattan as early as Friday.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scotty Mack, thanks.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Continuing to pay respects to former President Jimmy Carter in Southern California as well. And Waymo says it has fixed a glitch that left a guy stuck and driving in circles. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Well, because of what we were talking about just now, January 6th, 4 years later, all the LAPD officers have been given the mandatory orders, and nearly all of them, to show up for work in uniform today and tomorrow. It's a just-in-case kind of thing. Here's Craig Figner.
It's just, when you need to respond to something quickly, you don't have time to get ready to go suit up. So when we can and we have the opportunity to be able to pre-plan something, we'd rather over-plan than under-plan. And so it's a precaution. It's a way to prepare for something that we hope nothing happens. But if it does happen, we want to be able to have people in uniform ready to respond to whatever occurs. Detectives will be doing detective work, follow-up investigations, in uniform. People who are undercover officers will remain undercover.
That wasn't Craig. You probably figured that out. That was the police chief. That was Jim McDonald talking to our Craig Vigner. Says also mandatory uniform orders for all the LAPD cops. So when Donald Trump is sworn in on January 20th.
Continuing to remember the former president Jimmy Carter in Atlanta.
After viewing his flag-draped coffin as it lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center, Candace Kennerly told me the former president Jimmy Carter has long held a special place in her heart.
I've loved him since I was in second grade and he was elected. I stayed up till 2 a.m. watching. There was such close results, and it drove my love for political science.
As many as 2,000 people an hour are paying tribute to Mr. Carter. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Atlanta.
His favorite charity, Habitat for Humanity, right? Emily Valdez reports on a public tribute to his kindness.
Right when you walk into the door at the Habitat for Humanity Restore of Greater Los Angeles, it's in Bellflower on Artesia Boulevard, there's a white door over to the right, and it is filled with notes all to President Carter. He and Rosalind Carter inspired more than 100,000 volunteers to build and renovate nearly 5,000 homes.
As old as he was, he still kept going and had enough time for everybody else all the time.
I spoke with Angelica. She wrote a message.
I'm grateful. Very proud that an American that he did that.
It's still unclear how long the door will be up here, where it's going to go, but there's still a little room left at the bottom for some notes. In Bellflower, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Waymo says it fixed a software glitch that had a man who was headed to the airport, a guy from L.A. He was headed to Arizona, and the glitch had him driving in circles in a parking lot. He posted a video of the call to Waymo customer service. Said the car wouldn't stop.
I don't have an option to control the car.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really so sorry about this.
Well, can you stop this car?
I am trying to pull it over right now. Apologies.
Can you imagine?
He's like, can you let me out of this thing?
Can you pop a door
or something? Roll the window?
I can't get out. He talked to KCAL News about it, about what was happening, the whole thing there.
Where's the empathy? Where's the human connection to this? It's just, again, a case of today's digital world, half-baked product, and nobody meeting the customer, the consumers in the middle.
I like this part. He says, well, Waymo didn't charge him for the ride, but he says the problem caused him to miss his flight back to Southern California. The robo-taxis launched in L.A. last fall.
There's a browser extension promoted by a bunch of influencers accused of being a scam. CBS tech contributor Ian Schur says these creators say they got cheated out of cash.
These internet influencers now suing it say the truth of it, though, is that Honey made its money by working with retailers to deceptively hide some coupon codes and then effectively steal commission sales for others.
PayPal owns Honey. They deny the allegations. They're saying they're going to defend themselves vigorously.
A couple of steel companies filing a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's decision to block a proposed nearly $15 billion deal for one to acquire Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. The suit alleges that it was a political decision, violated the company's due process. This is Nippon Steel had promised to invest nearly $3 billion in U.S. Steel's aging blast furnace operations in Indiana and Pennsylvania. Also vowed not to reduce production capacity in the U.S. over the next decade without first getting U.S. government approval.
New change to Social Security and increase the benefits, provide some retroactive one-time payments to millions of public workers.
Someone said this is a big deal. It's a big deal.
President Biden has signed a bill that will boost Social Security payments for nearly 3 million current and former public workers.
Americans who have worked hard all their lives to earn an honest living should be able to retire with economic security and dignity.
The Social Security Fairness Act rescinds two provisions that limited benefits for those who received retirement payments from other sources like state and local pensions.
Signing this bill, we're extending Social Security benefits for millions of teachers, nurses, and other public employees and their spouses and survivors.
Edward Kelly, president of the International Association of Firefighters, says the change rights a 40-year wrong. The law will place additional strain on the Social Security trust funds, which face a looming insolvency. A trustee's report released last May says the fund will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2035. Jennifer King, Washington.
News this morning for people suffering from long COVID.
A new study finds it was a mixed bag for long COVID patients who took Paxlovid. A report published in the journal Communications Medicine finds Pfizer's antiviral drug helped 9 out of 13 patients, at least for a while, but only 5 said it lasted. 4 reported no improvement at all. Researchers conclude there's still not much known about what can help the millions of people still grappling with long COVID. Symptoms can include fatigue, gastrointestinal problems, brain fog, muscle pain, and irregular heart rate. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actually, your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say.
No, Salome. Timothy and Salome. Oh, yes, yeah, Timothy Salome.
I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Salome?
Reviews coming in this morning for the Golden Globes and the first-time host, and Nikki Glaser, who said she practiced and practiced and practiced, and people are saying, you know what, pretty good. Also, big night for Emilia Perez on Netflix. Zoe Saldana won for Best Supporting Actress. TV side, Baby Reindeer took home awards. Let's talk about the Golden Globes with Variety's Mark Malkin.
Mark Malkin, good morning.
Good morning.
So with the exception of maybe Harrison Ford, the reviews seem to be pretty good for Nikki Glaser, yeah?
Yeah, Nikki Glaser did a great job. You know, I spoke to her on the red carpet literally just minutes before she did her monologue. And she said she knows everyone was expecting her to be like really mean and really cutthroat and really go after these celebrities. And she said, you know what? I want to come back again. They're not coming here to get destroyed. But her jokes were so on point, and it was really the exact tone I think everybody wanted and everybody enjoyed.
Sometimes this is, you know, watch the show and see who wins or read about it. Sometimes it's what clips do I go back and watch the next day? So for someone who didn't tune in last night, what do I need to go see? Who gave a good speech? Who had a good moment? That kind of thing.
Demi Moore, talk about an incredible speech, winning for the substance. She gave a speech that will inspire anyone and everybody to go after their dreams. She talked about basically Hollywood telling her at one point, you know what? You're just not good. You don't got a shot here. Like someone called her a popcorn actress. And she just said, you know what? Then the substance came along and look what she did. It's the first time Demi Moore has ever won an award for her acting.
I like those Shogun guys, too. I thought they were sweet in their acceptance speeches. All right. So how about the fashion, men's and women's? Because I was reading some threads about, you know, the men's fashion. Who was a hit? Who was a miss?
Listen, the men were taking some chances. Eddie Redmayne in this checkered suit. Then you had Colin Farrell in this black and white, obviously inspired by the Penguin. With the women, Nicole Kidman, Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, again, Demi Moore looking absolutely gorgeous. Sophia Vergara looking so great. Emma Stone showing off this very, very short hair after having shaved her head for a movie that she has coming out. So the fashion, you know what? People keep asking me, are the Golden Globes back? Are people, you know, supporting Golden Globes? They looked pretty back last night. They had, you know, the A-list of the A-list. You saw Nicole Kidman with this gorgeous hair and this silver dress. It was glamour, glamour, and glamour.
Does a good Golden Globes mean anything for the rest of awards season? Or do we kind of go, oh, that was fun. Now I don't need to watch the rest.
Listen, I think, you know, every award show, they have a different voting body, obviously. But I do think people saw that Demi Moore, that speech is going to help at least get her to the Oscars as a nominee, because the Academy loves speeches like that, talking about the craft, talking about being accepted in Hollywood. So I think you'll see Emilia Perez. This is going to give them a big, you know, push towards the Oscars. So, you know, it is indicators of what might happen. But again, it's a long time now between today and Oscar nominations, and then the Oscars being given out on March 2nd.
All right, Variety's Mark Malkin. Mark, thanks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.